Chapter 11. Danny gave his boyfriend a sly smile as he changed into his ghost form and used a single claw to rip a hole in the dimension. "You are going to have so much fun," he purred. Jason smiled and looked between his boyfriend and the portal. Most people wouldn't just willingly follow their boyfriend into a portal, no matter how safe they said it was, especially when the glowing green portal looked far too similar to a Lazarus pit. But Jason was not like most people, and he trusted Danny more than anyone else in his life. So, when Danny held out his hand, Jason's smile turned into a wide grin, and he took his boyfriend's hand and allowed him to drag him through the portal. The ghost zone was like a breath of fresh air. Jason wasn't sure how else to describe it, except it was as though his entire life since coming back from the dead, all he had been breathing was contaminated, nasty air. Here, it was crisp. It reminded him of the crisp, cold air someone would breathe in the middle of a snowstorm. It was invigorating, and Jason couldn't help but take in a long, deep breath, slowly letting it out through his nose as he exhaled once more. "Your revenant core, or, well, pit rage, it recognizes this place as home," Danny acknowledged, as he started to fly the two through the green sky, his Lazarus green eyes twinkling with joy. "It's amazing," Jason admitted, his fire a low crackle of a lazy flame burning in a hearth. Even his usual ball of rage inside him had soothed down, going from a near-constant pressure to a soft, relaxed ball of mush inside of him. Muscles that Jason hadn't even realized were tense had relaxed. "I thought the pit rage didn't go away." "Not while you're here," Danny said simply. "This is where you belong. So the pit, as you call it, recognizes that and equates this place to a safe place. Once you finish your task as a revenant, you'll get the choice to become a full ghost and come here, or to continue living your life how you wish, as most revenants consider that the ultimate revenge is to continue living. And then, upon your death, your core will return you here. It's your home." Jason let out a hum. It made sense. Even now, he could feel the pull to just stay here, to find a place to call his own and simply exist. Judging from the look in Danny's eyes, he felt something similar. It begged the question, though, how did Danny know so much about all of this? His flames crackled in curiosity, and Danny blushed an adorable neon green color, filling his slightly blue-tinted cheeks. "After learning you were a revenant, I came here and did a bunch of research on them. I didn't know very much about them, and wanted to make sure I could answer any questions you had," he said simply, not meeting Jason's gaze, looking far too embarrassed. Jason couldn't have that. He smiled and tugged at Danny's arm to get them to stop flying through the realms. Once Danny paused his flying, Jason took the man's face in his free hand that wasn't wrapped around Danny's hand and cupped it carefully. He closed the distance between them carefully and pressed his lips against Danny's in the most tender kiss he could manage. His nose rubbed softly against Danny's cheek, as their lips slotted together so easily. Danny's free hand immediately fell to Jason's waist, holding him close as Jason deepened the kiss, his hand moving to the back of Danny's neck and tangling his fingers in the white locks that floated in the air. Jason's heart positively ached inside of him at the way Danny pressed himself against him, the soft whine that escaped the smaller man's lips upon their separation. He stared up at Jason, his eyes wide and pupils blown from just a simple kiss. A smug smile tugged at the edges of Jason's lips. It was good to know that even a simple kiss could get his boyfriend this unraveled. "What was that for?" Danny asked, voice breathless and airy. "Thank you," Jason signed to him, his flames a low purr around him. Danny blushed and shook his head. "Come on, we've got 3 different places to go." He started flying through the skies once more, and Jason finally tore his gaze away from Danny to take in his surroundings. Throughout the realms were floating purple islands. Some had simple homes, others looked like jungles, and some had giant metropolitan cities. Each one had ghosts floating through them like they were going about their day-to-day lives with no care in the world. It was so breathtaking to take in, how each island was just a completely different world, and how they were getting to look in on all of them. When you land on the islands, it's like you're teleported to a different dimension almost. They're like worlds within a world. Some of them are the haunts of a single ghost, so it's just a world for them. Those are the islands you see with just a single home. Then there's some like that island, he said, pointing to one with what looked like the Parthenon. Greek architecture littered the island, and Jason immediately wanted to go. That is ancient Greece. Ghosts who were either alive during that time find themselves there, and some ghosts who were just super obsessed with Greek mythology when they were alive find themselves there. And it's our first stop on our tour of the Infinite Realms. Really? A wide grin spread out along Jason's face as the two flew through what felt like an invisible barrier and landed in what was basically ancient Greece. I want you to meet my mentor, Danny said with a small smile, as the two started to walk down the streets. Jason didn't know where to look first. People around them were hustling and bustling. The Athena Parthenos stood tall and proud in the distance. A woman with snakes for hair walked past them, her arms wrapped around a slim woman's waist, and laughed at something the other woman said. Is that Medusa? Jason breathed out. Huh? Yeah, she came here when she died, and honestly, she's thriving, Danny said with a grin. She met Eurydice, and the two really hit it off. Something about shitty men made them bond. He said with a chuckle before he waved at the two ghosts. This is amazing. Why aren't they in Elysium or Asphodel or... You mean the Islands of the Blessed? Danny asked, giving him a small smile. Jason just nodded, still looking around, amazed. Where do you think we are? Jason's eyes grew wide as he looked around in amazement. He was in the fields of Elysian. Holy shit. There was a part of Jason when he was a kid that had been absolutely obsessed with the Percy Jackson series. Not only that, but Greek mythology in general had been such a big interest of his when he was a child. There was something about a kid who had a shitty dad, who found out that he had a second shitty dad, who managed to be better than both of them and be powerful and strong, just resonated with Jason, even now as an adult. Great one. A loud voice boomed and Danny groaned before he looked up and grinned widely as a large woman with four arms bounded towards them. She was a sight to see, with the same blue skin as Danny's, gold and black armor covered her body, a gold helmet sat snugly upon her head, and purple flames floated out of the top. She was an amazing and terrifying sight to behold. Pandora, what did I tell you about calling me Phantom or Danny? Danny whined, pulling Jason along as they met the woman, and she pulled Danny in for a tight hug. Jason froze as he watched. Pandora. As in Pandora's box. He was in front of the first human. And who is this? She asked, red eyes landing on Jason as she set Danny back on the ground. Danny beamed. This is my boyfriend. I wanted to introduce him to my family, and you're the first on the list, he said lightly, excitement lacing his voice. A revenant, she stated, looking Jason over with scrutinizing eyes. A good match for you, Lord Phantom. You need someone stubborn who will be able to deal with you. Danny squawked in indignation beside him, but Jason just grinned up at the woman. He's not too much of a handful, he told her honestly, and the woman let out a loud laugh at that. Oh, you should have met him as a child. Such a pain in the rear, she said, looking Jason over curiously once more, but not actually saying anything about him using ghost speak to talk. Now come, let us talk more at my home. Jason nodded eagerly and tugged at Danny's hand, dragging him along with him. They spent around 2 hours at Pandora's Keep. She had been beyond excited when Danny had excitedly told her about Jason being a crime lord and fighting for the little man, had been even more impressed when she asked Jason to spar and found the man to be a formidable opponent. She had given Jason a look of complete approval, too, as he told her about all the blades and his training with the Allcast, telling him that he would be a powerful ghost one day. Which, if Jason was honest, it warmed his heart to think about. He didn't know much about Danny's ghost half. Danny didn't truly talk too much about his past except for the parts he had shared with Jason that night in the field and during his panic attack. But he had learned enough. He knew that, at one time, Danny had been a powerhouse, strong enough to get away from his parents at least, and to fight some of the rogues he told Jason about. There was also the fact that Pandora solely called him Great One or Lord Phantom, which Jason would have to ask him about later. The two soon said their goodbyes to Pandora, and Jason found himself flying through the realms once more. This time, they were heading to an island with a single building built atop it. The words along the front of it said, Library of Alexandria, and Jason found himself having to keep from letting go of Danny's hand in his excitement. The Library of Alexandria had burned so long ago, so many scrolls and books lost to the fire to never be seen again. So much knowledge just gone. And there was a version in the Infinite Realms? It was like Jason's dreams come true. Okay, I'm going to warn you now. The ghost we're about to meet actually hates me a lot. And the feeling is pretty mutual, but I think that you'll really like him. He's a conglomeration of so many authors formed into one. He never really was alive, but he became almost like what humans would consider a patron saint. In this case, he would be the patron saint of writing. But to me, he's just an asshole, Danny said mutinously. Jason just gave him a curious look, but allowed his boyfriend to lead him into the library, and holy shit, it was heaven. Danny had been correct, too. The moment that Jason had met Ghost Rider, he knew that the two of them would be best friends. They had even made plans to meet up once a month to start a book club together. Jason had initially been nervous due to the rivalry between Ghost Rider and Danny, but his boyfriend had been the one to introduce them, and he had been rather insistent on them becoming friends. Ghost Rider and Danny had even managed to be civil with one another, upon the ghost's realization that Danny wasn't going to cause trouble for him. "He's amazing," Jason said with a sigh, his fire sputtering as the two left the library. Danny chuckled and shook his head in dismay. "Just remember, I'm your boyfriend," he said wryly, and Jason just chuckled, leaning over to give his boyfriend a quick, chaste kiss before they started on to their final destination. Danny had summoned a large coat for Jason and gave him an apologetic smile. "Last location is insanely cold, but you'll really like Frostbite. Plus, he's been anxious to meet you. He hasn't seen a revenant in a long time," Danny admitted, as they landed on an island that Danny had called the Far Frozen, and Jason found himself shrugging on the heavy coat Danny had procured for him. "Why?" "Frostbite is a healer. He's been my doctor ever since I was 14, Danny said simply. "He knows more about ghost-adjacent beings than anyone else in the realms. He helped me a lot when my ice powers started to come in, and helped me learn what it meant to be a Hafa." Jason pursed his lips and nodded and followed his boyfriend through the snowy terrain until they came upon a small village and a giant came out. "Oh right, they're yetis," Danny said with a small laugh, as the monster bounded towards them. "Great one," the being boomed, before pulling Danny into a hug much like Pandora had. There was that title again, too. Great one. It had Jason wondering what exactly was his boyfriend's significance in the Infinite Realms. "Frostbite!" Danny exclaimed, hugging the furry being tight before phasing out of the Yeti's grip. "I'd like you to meet my boyfriend, Jason Todd." Frostbite turned his eyes to Jason and smiled. For a terrifying monster, Jason found himself immediately relaxing in his presence. The being had one of the kindest smiles that Jason had ever seen, and something in him told him to trust this being. "It's nice to meet you, Jason Todd. I hope the Great One has not caused you too much grief," he said, and Danny let out a whine. Pandora said something similar, Jason said with a soft chuckle, the fire rumbling lightly around him. "Is there something I need to know about you?" Danny just pushed his lips out in a pout, and Frostbite let out another booming laugh. "Let us go inside, and I can tell you all about your partner's exploits when he was a Spitfire teenager," he said jovially, before leading the couple into a nearby hut. Soon, Jason found himself sitting on a hospital bed as Frostbite looked him over. "The Great One tended to find trouble every single turn, from getting arrested by Walker and orchestrating a prison break, to overthrowing Aragorn in the Dark Ages. He used to find trouble under every rock. I think that I can speak for everyone in the Infinite Realms when I say we all breathed a sigh of relief when he opened up his coffee shop in your dimension. He has mellowed out quite a bit since then," he said as he inspected the scar that covered Jason's throat. Jason cut a glance at Danny, who just whined and buried his face in his hands in embarrassment. He snorted and looked back at Frostbite. "So, what do you think?" Frostbite pulled away and gave him that kind smile of his. "If you are ever interested in repairing your voice box, we have the capabilities to do so. But that is a decision that is entirely up to you." Jason sat there for a moment and slumped down in his seat. He'd be able to speak again? The flames whipped around like crazy, metal bending and melting under the heat of it, and a soft, evil laugh echoed within. He would have his voice again? He looked at Danny, who simply gave him a small, supportive smile and shrugged his shoulders. "I appreciate the offer, But I can't do it. I just now started to accept this part of myself, he said, the flames still roaring around him, the laughter echoing through the room. If I change my mind, I'll let you know. Frostbite simply smiled. Some people do not need a voice to make a difference, young one. You have done exceptional work without one, and will continue to do so. The offer will always be there, nonetheless. Jason nodded and smiled at him. Anything else? Your core is normal for a revenant. I'm sure the Great One has given you plenty of information about what it means to be a revenant, and what will happen upon you getting your revenge. But I will also provide you with a few informational sheets that I have created that will further explain what it means to be a revenant. He handed the revenant a few pamphlets that Danny had taken from him and tucked in his chest. For safekeeping, he had said with a small smile. So there's nothing wrong. The anger is normal. Frostbite let out a deep sigh. What happened to you was tragic. I do not know the details, but every revenant passes away due to traumatic and tragic circumstances. When they force themselves back to life, it is due to a rage deep within them that demands that they get revenge for their death, that they avenge themselves because no one else did, Frostbite said, his voice somber. Until you avenge your death, you will carry that anger with you. It will continue to power you to complete your mission. And afterward, the rage will always be there because of how you came back, but it'll be dormant. Think of it like a sleeping lion. It's still there, it's still a threat, but it's calm and asleep, Danny said with a small smile. You will also be given the choice to continue living. Quite a few revenants choose this route because continuing to live a long and happy life is its own version of revenge on the person who murdered you. But some choose to pass on and become a ghost. Either way, upon your passing, your revenant's core will shift to that of a ghost core, and you'll continue to exist in whatever capacity that you would like. Just as how the Great One will do the same when his human side dies. Upon the death of his human half, he will become a full ghost and return to his haunt here in the Infinite Realms. Danny gave him a small, pained smile at that. Something in his eyes showed that this was a difficult subject for Danny. It made him curious. Did Danny not want to be a ghost? Did they have an option to move on to an afterlife? He had seen Elysium was in the ghost zone, but what about the Christian heaven or Nirvana? Was there something else? All of those are parts of the Infinite Realms, Frostbite told him, and Jason scowled, realizing he was broadcasting his thoughts for everyone to hear once again. Danny just shrugged his shoulders when Jason looked at him, and Frostbite looked between the two of them. Ah, that will be a conversation the Great One will have to have with you. Jason just nodded and took that as a dismissal. He told the beast goodbye, and the couple made their way out of the hut and back into the air. They flew in silence for a few moments before they landed on a secluded island with a simple house on it and nothing else. Jason looked around curiously before he looked at Danny, a question hanging in the air. Death terrifies me, Danny said softly. Not only that, but we don't know if my human half will die. Ectoplasm is what brought me back to life, and it will continue to keep me alive whether I like it or not. I have no idea what my future holds for me. And forever just seems very scary, he said softly. And being a ghost, that means forever. Jason gave him a small smile and cupped his face in his hands, holding his heart so carefully. He ran a thumb along the glowing freckles that rested upon Danny's cheekbones. We can spend forever together. Maybe it'll be less scary that way, he said softly, before he gave Danny a soft kiss. Danny whined beneath him, his arms wrapped around Jason's shoulders as he held him close. When they pulled apart, Jason gave his boyfriend a curious look. Answer one thing for me, he said, and Danny hummed in response. Great one. Danny let out a whine and buried his face in Jason's chest. It's stupid. Jason didn't say a word as he waited for a response from his boyfriend, who whined again. Back when I was like 14, I fought the King of the Infinite Realms. His name was Pariah Dark, and some Fruit Loop let him out of his prison. Infinite Realms believes in the right of conquest, and that whoever defeats the king is the new king or queen. So, technically, I'm the rightful king. And you're not. The Haffa crinkled his nose and shook his head as he pulled away from Jason and ran a hand through his hair. No, I gave the title to Dorothea. She's a much better ruler than I would ever be. But a few of the ancients, like Pandora and Frostbite, still insist on calling me Great One because of the battle. Queen Dorothea was made for the role, she's brought so much peace to the Infinite Realms, and she's kept everything in working order. Hell, she even made Walker's prison better so that people weren't just being arrested because Walker thought they deserved it. "And what about you?" Jason asked, brushing the hair out of Danny's face and giving him a concerned look. Danny gave him a content smile and stared up at the ectoplasmic sky. "I'm running a coffee shop and finally getting peace. It's all I've ever wanted. To not have to be a hero, to not have others expect greatness from me. I'm just Danny Fenton, coffee shop owner." Jason let out a breath and stared up at the sky. "I'm happy you found your peace. I'm still working on mine," he said, and Danny hummed in response, going to respond verbally, only for Jason to continue. "I want to go to school, get a degree." Danny grinned, the corners of his eyes crinkling with a smile. "I think we can figure something out." End of chapter 11.